Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you. Y'all hear those vocals? Do y'all hear those vocals? Welcome, you guys, to another episode of the show. So, this week, I'm solo, but it sucks that I'm solo this week because I've always wanted to do a solo episode, but I'm sick this week. I'm a little bit under the weather, so I'm not sure how long this episode is going to be. I just thought that I would release an episode and keep with the schedule. I wanted to keep the schedule going and release content and make sure I had something out for you guys, even though I don't feel that great at all. I feel like trash, but it is what it is. It is what it is. But I hope you guys are having a good week. And when I say I hope you guys are having a good week, I really mean it. Whether you're listening in your car, whether you're listening in the shower, on your way to work, wherever and however you're listening, I hope that this podcast finds you well, and I hope that it lifts your spirits if you're down. Whatever this podcast needs to do to make you feel better, I hope it does that. I hope that your week is going fantastic. So my week is going pretty good, I will say. It's 1 week till Christmas. I was looking at the calendar, and I was like, how is it already 1 week until Christmas? I don't know if it's the older that we get, like time just flies and it's already Christmas, because to me, we were just celebrating Thanksgiving and then roll around to now and it's already time for Christmas. I think that's so wild. But yeah, time just continues going by fast and it's just crazy. But Christmas is a week away. I haven't got any presents together. Don't know what I'm doing for that. But y'all are probably in a similar boat, I guess. A lot of people are getting Christmas stuff wrapped up. So if you're getting your Christmas stuff wrapped together, get it done. We have a week to get everything together until Christmas. So hopefully it all works out. So if you guys don't know, like for the podcast, I get to see a map of where everybody is listening from. And it's so cool to see how the map has grown over the past few months that I've been doing the podcast. It's crazy. And I've always said that I was going to give you guys a shout out based on whatever city that you're listening to, but I haven't got around to doing it. The time has come. So this week, I just want to thank all of you guys that listen to the podcast, all of you guys that share the podcast with a friend. It really means a lot to me. It truly does. All of your nice comments, all of your reviews. Speaking of which, if you love the show and you'd like me to know how you feel about the show, leave a review, leave a rating on Apple Podcasts, make sure you're following on Spotify, whatever method you use to listen, leave a review. Let me know what you think of the show. But anyway, like I was saying that I get to see a map of the show and I get to see the cities that y'all are listening in. And I always wanted to give a shout out to each of the cities that I see. So everybody that's listening in Tampa, Florida, thank you for listening. In Portland, in Barrie, Ontario, I see you listening every week. Thank you for listening. Jacksonville, Florida, Miami, Charleston, South Carolina, Fort Worth, Houston, H-Town, shout out to all my Houston listeners, Stillwater, Oklahoma, Alamosa, Colorado, Denver, Colorado, Schenectady, New York, I think that's how you say it, Cleveland, Ohio, Memphis, Tennessee, all of those cities. There's so many more cities to name, but I just thought I'd name a few. And just thank you guys for continuing to listen. It means a lot that anybody cares about what I have to say. Yeah, thank you guys so much. So this week is kind of a slow week. I don't know if it's a slow week in terms of news stories because I just don't feel like talking about certain stories, but I don't know. There's not really any stories that really catch my eye. Besides this impeachment stuff that's happening with the president or y'all's president, however you wish to say it. Apparently, I guess impeachment proceedings are moving on. So at the time of this recording, I guess the House has voted to move forward with impeachment. So now it'll become up to the Senate in a few days to take a vote on whether they're going to move on with impeachment. But y'all's president tweeted, "Can you believe I will be impeached today by the radical left? Do nothing, Democrats. And I did nothing wrong." And nothing wrong is in all caps, by the way. "A terrible thing. Read the transcripts. This should never happen to another president. Oh, and end quote. So, or end tweet, whatever. So I guess Trump is scared that he's going to be impeached now. And I think in the tweet, he also said to send prayers. I don't know what prayer that he wants us to send, but it's not going to happen. I remember, I think it was 2 years ago, whenever the whole kneeling situation was happening with the NFL. I believe that President Trump, during a rally, he was like, you know what these NFL owners should do? Get that son of a bitch off the field. Get him out of here. He should be fired. And now look how the tables have turned. Get that son of a bitch out the White House. Get him out of here. So I guess things are not looking good for Trump. I guess we know that the Senate is probably not going to move forward with the impeachment hearings. But I guess that it's more about the principle and the history books more than it is about getting him out of the office at the current moment. But we'll see what happens and what, you know, moves forward with the impeachment stuff. But yeah. I never really talk about politics stuff on the podcast just because I feel like there's nothing I could really add to the conversation that hasn't already been said. And it's just annoying. There's always something going on with Trump and there's not really anything I can say or add to the conversation without getting upset or, I don't know, just bringing me down. So that's why I really don't talk about politics really on the podcast. But I just thought I would bring that up because that's a huge story that's going on in the news. But anyway, off my chest. So off my chest this week. Oh, y'all can hear my throat hurts. Off my chest this week. So, you know, Christmas season is here. It's upon us. And for Christmas, a lot of us put this one item in our house. And what is that item? It is a Christmas tree. So we put Christmas trees in our house, whether that be artificial or real. And, you know, there's a lot of double standards that I notice about the world. You know, I'm a very inquisitive person. I like to ask questions. I like to look at everything. And I like to, you know, look at both sides of every situation. And specifically when it comes to the issue of the environment, there's a lot of people that are passionate about the environment. They want to make a change. They want us to make a change in our lives to better the world that we all live in collectively. And I think that's a great thing and an honorable thing to do. But when it comes to Christmas trees, we chop down Christmas trees. We take it into our homes and we decorate them only to dispose of them later. And when it comes to chopping down trees, I don't see any outrage when it comes to people that, you know, champion the environment. Why is chopping down a Christmas tree no better than chopping down any other tree? You know what I mean? Why is it a double standard there when it comes to Christmas trees? I don't hear anybody screaming, save the environment! Save the environment! When it comes to Christmas trees. Like, I hear none of that. I don't know if I just don't look for those stories or those stories don't come across my feed, but I just simply don't see any outrage when it comes to people chopping down natural Christmas trees in favor of those versus artificial trees. And when I think of artificial trees, I kind of feel like people shame people that have artificial trees. I don't know if that's just in my brain or if that's in reality, but that's just what it appears to me. Like, people with like natural Christmas trees, it's like, oh, you got a real tree. Like, that's considered a real tree. But an artificial tree is like, oh, it's just fake and it's not as good. Like, to me, there's like pretty decent artificial trees out there. So I don't know why it matters to have a real Christmas tree, quote unquote, or an artificial one. Because when I think about it, an artificial tree is, you know, reusable. You can package it and bring it out the next year without, you know, going out and chopping a Christmas tree. You know, it works the same way. It's lit. Like, it's the same thing. It's just that one's reusable and one's not. So what do you guys think? Is that a double standard when it comes to, like, Christmas trees and the environment? Where's the outrage there? Like, where are, you know, the picket signs and the protest over the environment during Christmas time? I just don't see it. So I don't know. Do you agree? Do you not? Let me know. But anyway, I just wanted to, like, come on here and talk to you guys. I'm not sure what I want to discuss for this episode just because I wasn't even going to release anything this week. But I, you know, want to keep with the schedule and have at least some kind of content to throw out to you guys. So this episode is probably going to be all over the place, but that's okay. But I just wanted to just talk to you guys. Christmas time, I guess, it's supposed to be a period of time where everybody's with their families. You know, we're receiving gifts. We're buying gifts. We're together for the most part. And it's a time where people come together, much like Thanksgiving. This is a time where I think a lot of people can feel sad. If you're lonely or alone, you might feel depressed because you see other people going out, other people enjoying life with their family, and you're not doing that. I feel like Christmas time is a time that we don't really think about, like, depression and people being sad, but I'm sure that it happens to a lot of people during this time especially. So for those of you that are listening, I feel like it's important for us to always, 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 you know, reach out to our friends, reach out to people that you care about during this time. And, you know, I don't want to go back on my word and how I said that people should be their best person, not just during the holidays or to start a new year, but all the time. That is still true. But I think that especially during the holidays, I feel like emotions are more polarized, I guess, in the sense that maybe if you're sad, Christmas time brings out that sadness even more, if that makes sense. So I think that this time more than ever, it's important for us to, you know, reach out to the people that we care about. Make sure you're doing your due diligence to check in with people, because people show their emotions in a different way. Some people are tightly wound and they don't like to, you know, express themselves and, you know, show emotion or even be vulnerable and tell you how they're really feeling. So with that, I think that it's important to reach out, you know. Let somebody know how much you care about them. Send somebody a text. FaceTime them. Give somebody a call. It really means a lot for other people to realize that there's people out there that care about them, even though they might know that at the end of the day. But just to confirm and just to know that there's somebody out there looking out for them, somebody out there that actually cares about them, it's so important. And, you know, I've brought this up a couple times on the podcast, but you know, had a friend a couple years ago that committed suicide. And, you know, it was very unexpected. It's something that nobody saw coming. This person was always somebody that appeared to be, you know, happy and in good spirits. And that, you know, it really shook me because it made me realize that people can put on a tough exterior, and in reality, they're struggling on the inside, and we don't get to see that struggle on the inside. And, you know, it made me realize that, you know, people might seem okay, but they're really not okay. So it really made me, you know, want to check in with my friends, want to send somebody a text or let them know that I care about them and I'm thinking about them. And I think that during this time, it's important that we do that because we love our friends, we love our family, we love those that we care about. So if you truly care about them, it doesn't hurt, is what I'm saying, to reach out and make sure that somebody's feeling good. And maybe they'll open up to you. Because even talking with my friends, you can just be in conversation and then something compels them to open up to you. And then when they open up to you, they're venting, you know, the things that they feel inside that maybe they wouldn't tell you otherwise. And, you know, that form of venting is good for them because it's cathartic. They get to, you know, release stuff and get things off their chest. No pun intended. Get things off their chest. And I think it's important for everybody to, you know, be an ear for somebody else. Be somebody that somebody can turn to and talk to if they're really going through something. Or even if they're not going through something, it's good to have a friend that you can depend on to talk to about, you know, things that are affecting you in your life. Everybody needs a friend like that. I have friends like that, and I'm a friend to those people when they need me in those situations. And yeah, during this time, you know, be that friend, you know, reach out to people. Let's see. What else did I want to discuss? I told you this episode is going to be all over the place. I guess Christmas time in general. I don't know. I take issue with Christmas. It's just, to me, a strange holiday. I love the togetherness. The same reason I love the togetherness that was seen in Thanksgiving. But, you know, Christmas to me, it just seems so commercialized. And y'all know exactly what I mean. It's good to be with family. It's good to be with friends. But, you know, why is it so important that we're always getting somebody a gift? Why is it important that we want to receive gifts? I think that since we've been indoctrinated into, like, Christmas and what it means, I guess the true meaning has been co-opted because now it's turned into this huge corporate holiday where people feel the need to spend, you know, hundreds of dollars to get gifts for their family members. And I guess it's good to get gifts for your family members to show that you care, and that's cool in that sense, but I don't think that's the true meaning of Christmas and the holiday season. I don't think it's important for people to break the bank to make people happy by getting them a gift. Should the gift make you happy? Or should being around your family and being around your friends and loved ones, isn't that the importance of Christmas? And that's what, you know, the importance of Christmas is for me. Like, I really don't care about gifts. Growing up, like, we got, you know, hella gifts growing up. And in hindsight, those were cool. But, you know, as I'm getting older, like, gifts don't really mean as much to me. If you want to get me something, by the way, go for it. I'm not going to say no to a gift. But just in the sense that that's not what I care about. Material things aren't what drive me, aren't what motivate me, and really aren't what make me happy. I like nice clothes. I like a decent car. I like nice houses and stuff like that. But other than that, material things really don't do much for me. I've never really been a materialistic person, but that's what Christmas has turned into. I guess we, as a society, were just so spoiled. I remember there'd be some times where people I knew didn't get the gift that they really wanted, so they asked their parents to return it. And I just think that that's messed up. I think that during this time, more than ever, we should really appreciate what we have. I feel like, you know, Christmas is actually Thanksgiving part two. It's another time for us to reflect on the year. It's another time for us to reflect on our family and our friends and, you know, think about what we're grateful for. Think about what we're thankful for. You know, think about how lucky and blessed we are. You know, every day that I wake up, there's not a day where I wake up and I don't think about being grateful to be alive, being grateful to be healthy for the most part, even though I'm sick. But yeah, being grateful for the little things. I think about that all the time. And I know this is like so cheesy or whatever, but it's really true. I'm so grateful for the little things because nothing is guaranteed. You know, every day that I wake up, it's a miracle because there's other people in the world that unfortunately didn't make it that day. And I just happen to be the one that, you know, is alive and able to make an impact in the world. And that's another reason why I like doing this every week, just because I get to like, I don't know who this podcast is reaching as a thing. And I don't know what my effect is on the world and on other people. You know, I do this every week, sometimes, you know, with my friends, and you get into this cycle of repetition, producing, thinking about what topic to talk about, editing, pushing it out to the world. But oftentimes I don't really reflect on how this podcast is impacting you guys who listen every week. I don't know how my words affect people. And it's something that I think about. I think about that all the time. I think about wanting to make an impact in people's lives every day. Or I guess I make an impact in people's lives every week since this podcast comes out every week. And, you know, it's crazy to me. I think that it's a blessing for me to, you know, have this podcast to reach everybody that's listening and, you know, make an impact. So if I can do something to spread positivity, I feel like it'll create some kind of like chain reaction of positivity where the world is better off for it. And that's another cheesy thing that I said, but I truly mean that. That's always been, you know, my life goal, I guess, you know, because growing up, I always thought I wanted to be a doctor. Then I thought I wanted to be a dentist. Ultimately, nobody really knows what they want to do, if that makes sense. But I've always known that I love people. I love talking to people. I love making people laugh. Those are the things that I'm good at. You know what I mean? So I think about that, and I think about how I'm blessed that hopefully I'm doing that with this podcast and in whatever endeavor I end up, you know, doing 10 years from now. That means a lot to me, and I think about that all the time. What, long story short, what I'm trying to say is everybody should wake up, you know, feeling grateful and being grateful for everything that we have. Being alive is not about receiving gifts or buying gifts. It's about being grateful for the small things that we have. I think, I don't know which friend I had on. I think it might have been Aisha or Sean. I'm not sure. But they were talking about how, like, for Christmas, like, oh, I think it was Sean, actually. She didn't want anything for Christmas, or she doesn't get anything for Christmas, and she's perfectly okay with that. And that's an interesting thing, because how many of us would be okay with not receiving anything for Christmas, you know? Like, how many of us honestly can raise our hands and say, hey, I would be okay with not receiving anything for Christmas, and that's perfectly okay with me? Probably not a lot of us. Like, material things, you know, matter to a lot of us. So it's hard for us to imagine a Christmas going by without receiving anything. And I really don't care about gifts. Like, I'll accept gifts, but that's not what drives me. I don't ask for anything. I'm blessed that my parents are able to, you know, give me money on Christmas, like, I guess, so I can buy whatever I want. But that's their token. Like, yes, I have my own money and I can, you know, do whatever I want with it. But it's nice that as a gesture for like a Christmas gift, their, you know, gesture this money. And, you know, that stuff really doesn't matter to me. If it was up to me, like, I'd be fine with not receiving anything for Christmas. For me, anyway, like, being this old, like, I really don't care about gifts in general. I think more so it's fun for kids to receive gifts. But the older you get, it seems like the gifts get more and more expensive. But I'm curious to actually know, like, what Christmas traditions do y'all have? Do y'all do gifts on Christmas? If you don't do gifts, do y'all, I don't know, what do y'all do? Because some people might do, like, gifts under $10, and that really emphasizes Christmas is not about material things. But that's not to shame anybody that loves receiving gifts or that does receive gifts. Like, do you, like, your tradition is your tradition, but I just want to challenge everybody to think about what Christmas really means to them. Is it about gifts or is it about family and being grateful for the little things we have? Let me know what y'all think. But yeah, I really, my throat is like really killing me. This episode would be much longer if I could talk, but I can't. I don't know if y'all can hear in my voice, but it's really tough to talk. But I just wanted to just come on here and talk to you guys in a more intimate setting, I guess. But yeah, what is the meaning of Christmas and what does Christmas mean to you? And yeah, just think about that. I think that it's important for us to just think about the things that we do every day, every month, every year. Like, Christmas is something that we celebrate every year. And how many times have you reflected on what the meaning of all these holidays are? We just oftentimes go through life and we don't question or think about the purpose of the things that we just do, that we're just ingrained in as a society. You know, it is what it is what I would say. I think that's about it. I don't even know what else to say. Like, I feel terrible, but I just wanted to drop some content on you guys and have you guys challenge yourselves and just think about what you're grateful for. As usual, I'm grateful for you guys. I'm grateful that anybody listens to this, because when I first started, I thought, okay, maybe 5 people will listen. And honestly, that would make me sad if 5 people were listening. But I'm blessed that in these like few months, the podcast has grown so much. So if you follow Polar Opposites Pod on Instagram, I'm going to like show a before and after of what the podcast stats look like when I started and what they look like now, like the map that I see, because the map looks like a colored dot and it puts a dot on where somebody's listening, the city that they're listening in. So based on how many dots are concentrated in a certain area, the darker the map will look. So the map, like, it's crazy how much the podcast has grown. So thank you guys again for continuing to listen. Like, it means a lot. So if this podcast touches you and you love listening, thank you. I appreciate that. So if you're not following on the Instagram page, follow at Polar Opposites Pod on Instagram. I really love talking to you guys. And I said, I think last week when I was talking to DeAndre, that the listeners that I've interacted with so far, you guys are so cool. My biggest fear has always been like, man, I wonder like if my listeners would be weird or whatever. I don't know. I just think about weird stuff like that. But no, y'all are really cool. So don't be afraid to follow me, you know, on my Instagram page at Justin_ALZI. And follow the Polar Opposites Instagram as well. Like, I love talking to you guys. Don't feel shy to, like, reach out to me. Tell me what you thought of the episode or any episode, whether you like the episode or you hate the episode. Let me know. Let me know, you know, what you like and what you'd like me to add. Just give me your feedback and I'll try and incorporate that into the show as best as possible. But yeah, I love you guys. Thank you guys for listening. And hopefully, you know, your week continues to be great. Go out there and, you know, live your best life. That's the point of life. Live our best life. I don't know what our purpose here is on this earth, but it's important that we're happy at the end of the day. So yeah, live your best life. I don't know what else to say. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. And as always, I will catch you guys on the next one.